May 18th, 2018. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. This time there are sparks and a little smoke coming out of it. He says, "You are seeing my most anguished heart. I have sent my Son to you to describe the causes of my anguish. Mainly, it is the compromise of truth which leads to the abuse of authority. If man were living in truth, this truth would be reflected in his behavior. As it is, you have legalized abortion, dishonesty in leadership, and many have made a god of money. Console me by your efforts. Pray and sacrifice towards this end. Allow your hearts to be consumed with love, holy love. Do not wrestle with those who are deceitful or live in hypocrisy. Too often that is a waste of time. Correct them by living in the truth. You must console my heart, as time is of the essence. Be united in the truth." A note is given to read Philippians chapter 2, 1 through 4. So if there is any encouragement in Christ, any incentive of love, any participation in the Spirit, any affection and sympathy, complete my joy by being of the same mind, having the same love, being in full accord and of one mind. Do nothing from selfishness or conceit, but in humility count others better than yourselves. Let each of you look not only to his own interests, but also to the interests of others. Another note is given to read 2 Timothy chapter 4, 1 through 5. "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching. For the time is coming when people will not endure sound teaching, but having itching ears, they will accumulate for themselves teachers to suit their own likings, and will turn away from listening to the truth and wander into myths. As for you, always be steady, endure suffering, do the work of an evangelist, fulfill your ministry." Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.